Hello, this is Carol McPherson from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Coming up this weekend, the North Carolina Symphony will be playing Beethoven's Fifth. This will take place on Friday, January 31st in Fayetteville, on Saturday, February 1st at the Keppel Auditorium in Salisbury, and on Tuesday, February 4th in New Bern. The soloists in this concert are John Peterson playing bassoon, Melanie Wilsden playing oboe, David Friedlander playing violin, William Henry Curry will be the resident conductor, and Bonnie Thron playing cello. This is the North Carolina Symphony. In addition to the Beethoven piece, they will also be playing a piece by Gluck, Overture, Dance of the Blessed Spirits, and Dance of the Furies from Orfeo and Eurydice, a Haydn piece, the Sinfonia Concertante, and, of course, Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. The concert on Friday in Fayetteville starts at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices are $25. The concert on Saturday in Salisbury starts at 8 p.m. Ticket prices $22. And the concert on Tuesday, February 4th, in New Bern, starts at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices range from $30 to $42. In the Duke performances this weekend, we've got a piano concert. This is played by Emmanuel Axe and Yoko Nozaki. Saturday, February 1st at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Emmanuel Axe is the essential pianist of our time. The Los Angeles Times praises his greatness, his overwhelming authority as a musician, technician, and probing intellect. Yoko Nozaki, Axe's wife, is a Juilliard-trained piano soloist hailed by the New York Observer for her grace and power. Together, they are the leading performance of the brilliant but rarely heard repertoire for two pianos. In high demand, they play only a handful of public concerts together each year. But this area merits a special visit. Nozaki, the daughter of a Duke biochemist, grew up right here in Durham. Their homecoming performance in Baldwin Auditorium includes Mozart's only sonata for two pianos, a joyful dialogue between instruments, and Brahms' Haydn variations, which follows a single theme through eight different styles. The program also features another Mozart sonata and a set of Brahms variations. These works will showcase the masterful Axe alone. Listed on the program are a Mozart sonata to be determined, a Mozart sonata for two pianos in D major, Kürschel 448, Brahms' Variation on a Theme by Haydn for two pianos, Opus 56b, and Brahms' Variations and Fugue on a Theme by George Friedrich Handel, Opus 24. Tickets range from $52 to $42 to $15 for age 30 and under, $10 for Duke students. Again, this concert is Saturday, February 1st at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Theater. The Baldwin Theater is located at 1336 Campus Drive. For more information, you can call 919-684-4444. Here are two fun events scheduled for tonight, Wednesday, January 29th. Music by the Jamla Records Showcase. Wednesday, January 29th at the King's Barcade. 2 days before Ninth Wonder's Jamla Records crew arrives on its home stage, they'll have already thrown a New York release party for the new compilation, Jamla is the Squad. The little label, with humble beginnings in an old biology building on NC Central's campus, continues to rise. With the recent addition of Chicago Eyewitness MC, Add 2, the burgeoning career of Lean In, Lady Rhapsody, and the wonderful potential of R&B queen Heather Victoria, Jamla is now a fully operational hip-hop shop. The discussion turns to whether Jamla and its particular brand of deliberately minor league rap has mass appeal. Head honcho Ninth Wonder think so, as he argued in the recent essay, The Red Pill and the Blue Pill, The Summer of 1996, Hip-Hop's Big Bang Theory. Jamla has become its own alternate reality, and he urges newcomers and nostalgics alike to jump into this local rap wormhole. This is tonight at 9 p.m. at the King's Barcade in Raleigh. Tickets are $10. If you like film, the Rialto Theater in Raleigh tonight is showing the Found Footage Festival. Anything can be funny if it's presented the right way. Case in point, in a Wisconsin McDonald's in 1991, Joe Pickett and Nick Pruer found a training video entitled Inside and Outside Custodial Duties. Now they're celebrating their 10th year of the Found Footage Festival with a new program of weird, wonderful, and hilarious videos they've culled from thrift stores, trash bins, and other dark corners of the world. Not unlike Raleigh's own AV Geeks genius, Skip Alzheimer, who has presented educational and industrial 6mm films in side-splitting thematic evenings for years, Pickett and Pruer have a knack for putting a program together. Pruer used to do research for The Late Show with David Letterman, and with Pickett has written for The Onion and directed the documentary Dirty Country. The duo provides running commentary during the evening, which promises highlights from a cybersex instructional video, a video teaching dog breeders a process called whelping, and 101 Jesuses culled from dozens of religious videos presented in under 3 minutes. Social anthropology rarely gets this funny. This is showing at 8 p.m. tonight at the Rialto in Raleigh. Tickets are $12. For more information, you can look online at foundfootagefest.com. The Rialto Theater is located in Raleigh at 1620 Glenwood. Phone number 919-856-8683. The Man Bites Dog Theater in Durham is featuring a play this weekend. This is entitled, I Love My Hair When It's Good, and Then Again When It Looks Defiant and Impressive. This play is about Genevieve and Moni, who grew up together in a family of African-American women, playing double dutch, chasing fireflies, sharing the pain of the hot comb, attempting to make sense of the world through the complicated relationship they have with their hair. The 2012 smash hit returns to Man Bites Dog for a special encore presentation. For tickets, you may call 919-682-3343. They have a note here that advance tickets for the shows playing from Wednesday, January 29th, through Saturday, February 1st, are sold out, but they have added two shows on Friday, February 7th, and Saturday, February 8th, at 8:15. Man Bites Dog Theater is located on 703 Foster Street in Durham. Phone number 919-682-3343. Ticket prices are $18 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and $12 on weeknights. There's a $2 discount for seniors 62 and older and for military. Student tickets are $5 with ID for all shows. The North Carolina Theater will be showing the musical Les Mis. This will run from February 11th to the 23rd, produced by the North Carolina Theater. The dream lives. For the first time in our 30-year history, North Carolina Theater is thrilled to bring to the stage our own production of the epic musical Les Miserables. Fresh off its recent film adaptation that won multiple Academy Awards, the show first hit the stage in 1985. It has since soared as one of the most popular musicals of all time, with sensational music and a heart-wrenching love story. It is the world's longest-running musical, seen by over 65 million people in 42 countries. The new 25th anniversary production is already a West End hit, heading for the Broadway stage in March. But you don't have to go to New York to experience this incredible musical phenomenon. The venue is the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. This is located at 1 East South Street in Raleigh. Phone number 919-831-6941. Ticket prices for Les Miserables range from $34 to $89. The Temple Theater in Sanford, North Carolina, is having a musical running from January 16th to February 20th. This is entitled Black Pearl Sings. Rosalind Sorrell and Linda Clark star in this poignant musical, featuring beautiful a cappella renditions of little-known American folk songs. Black Pearl Sings chronicles a powerful story about being a woman in a man's world, being black in a white world, and fighting for one's soul in a world where anyone can be a commodity. Memories may fade, but songs from our early years stay close. In Frank Higgins' heartwarming, feisty Black Pearl Sings, African-American folk songs open a door to history and lead one woman out of prison. In the 1930s, Susanna, a white woman from a privileged New York family, travels the South, recording folk songs and indigenous music. When she hears Pearl singing in a Texas high-security lockup, she knows she's tapped a rich vein of treasured music reaching into the past. She wants the songs, but Pearl needs something from her in return. As the two negotiate an exchange, their friendship grows. Susanna bargains for Pearl's parole and arranges for several public performances. Soon, though, the two women soon find themselves walking a delicate line between exposure and exploitation. This show runs from January 16th to February 20th. Tickets are $13 to $22. The address is 120 Carthage Street in Sanford. For more information, you may call 919-774-4512. The Actors Comedy Lab at Raleigh Little Theater will be performing The Divine Sister. The nuns who were the central characters in classic films like The Bells of St. Mary's, The Nun's Story, and The Song of Bernadette were generally radiant, somewhat otherworldly, and ridiculously hot. In the last decade or so, that certainly changed. Witness the veiled sisters of the Magdalene sisters, Doubt and Philomena. That range of humanity gave Charles Bush, creator of Vampire Lesbians of Sodom and Psycho Beach Party, plenty of material for The Divine Sister, which Actors Comedy Lab enacts in an amusing, abrasive co-production with Raleigh Little Theater. Tony Hefner ably helms the show as the Mother Superior of a school in 1966. Heady times for this gutsy one-time girl reporter. To a novice with the portentous name of Agnes, Lexi Levy, she says, "We are living in a time of great social change. We must do everything in our power to stop it." Anyone expecting an extended takeoff on Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code will be gratified by characters including Amy Bossy Nasiatka as the Teutonic Sister Walburga, and appearances by a mysterious white-haired monk. Alison Lawrence adds heart to the pugilistic Sister Acacius. Chock-a-block with woeful puns and comic bits riffing on everything from ecumenicism to flatulence, Rod Rich's fizzy direction keeps eyebrows rising ever higher. The Divine Sister, playing at the Raleigh Little Theater through February 2nd. For more information, you can look online at raleighlittletheater.org. Ticket prices are $16 for seniors and students and $20 for adults. The Raleigh Little Theater is located at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Phone number 919-821-3111. If you're a country music fan, you might want to check out An Evening with Travis Tritt in a solo acoustic performance with special guest Lindsay Highlander. They're coming to the Carolina Theater on Friday, February 7th at 8 p.m. The highly abbreviated Travis Tritt timeline has the young Georgian incorporating lifelong influences in Southern rock, blues, and gospel into his country during a honky-tonk apprenticeship that led him to Warner Brothers. His 1990 debut, Country Club, and its succession of hits put him in the vanguard of the genre's early 90s boom. At the same time, his conspicuous lack of a cowboy hat and musical aggressiveness set him apart. The next 8 albums and scores of hit singles led him to amass more than $25 million in career album sales, 2 Grammys, 3 CMA Awards, and a devoted fan base that filled venues coast to coast. Like a breath of fresh air, 24-year-old Lindsay Highlander arrived in Nashville from the antebellum town of Providence Forge, Virginia, near the Chickahominy River. From an early age, Lindsay was known for her precocious musical talents. It was just a matter of time before she would share her gifts with the world. An inspired writer and top-notch performer, Lindsay is just now hitting her musical stride. While she grew up with a prolific body of country music, Lindsay couldn't help indulge in all genres. She was captivated by the ballads of Celine Dion, the soulful interpretations of Gavin DeGraw, the Motown melodies of Aretha Franklin, and the rocking sounds of Bonnie Raitt, Stevie Nicks, and Aerosmith. Lindsay would even have a hard time staying in her seat when the heavy bass of hip-hop hit the speakers. Lindsay has a style all her own, powered by massive vocal chops, soothing falsettos, and intimate storytelling. As a live performer, Lindsay has been known to mingle with the audience, firing up the crowd and melting their hearts with verses as impressive as her colossal bridges. Lindsay comments, "Performing is indescribable. It's God's natural high. I love the music, I love the fans, I love absolutely everything about it." Lindsay intends to share her music with fans worldwide. Again, this concert is taking place at the Carolina Theater of Durham, located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Phone number 919-560-3030. Ticket prices start at $33. The Carolina Theater will also be featuring singer Angelique Kidjo. She will be performing at the Haiti Heritage Center. This is in downtown Durham, the address 804 Old Fayetteville Street. In an expansive career marked as much by extraordinary musical achievement as passionate advocacy for her homeland of Africa, Angelique Kidjo has found many ways to celebrate the rich, enlightening truth about the continent's women beyond the media spotlight. On Eve, her highly anticipated Savoy Records debut, named for her own mother, as well as the mythical mother of all living, the Beninese-born, Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter builds on this ever-evolving legacy with a 13-track, three-interlude set of melodically rich, rhythmically powerful expressions of female empowerment. These songs become all the more intimate and emotionally urgent with Kidjo's dynamic collaborations with traditional women's choirs from Kenya and various cities and villages in Benin. The singer and her newfound native lady friends sing in a wide array of native Beninese languages, including Fon, Kidjo's first language, Yoruba, Goan, and Mina. Eve is an album of remembrance of African women I grew up with, and a testament to the pride and strength that hide behind the smile that masks everyday troubles, says Kidjo's, whose accolades include a 20-year discography, thousands of concerts around the world, and being named Africa's premier diva and the undisputed queen of African music. They exuded a positivity and grace in a time of hardship. On this recording, I am letting the voices of the women show their beauty to the world, she adds. Eve is all about showcasing the positivity they bring to their villages, cities, culture, and the world. Kidjo, whose star-studded 2008 recording, Jin Jin, won a Grammy for Best Contemporary World Music Album, and whose last studio recording, Oyo, was nominated in the same category, has enjoyed a long history of crossover collaborations with greats from the jazz and pop worlds, including Carlos Santana, Josh Groban, Peter Gabriel, Branford Marsalis, Diane Reeves, Roy Hargrove, and Alicia Keys. Again, this concert is with Angelique Kidjo at the Haiti Heritage Center in downtown Durham, Wednesday, February 5th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets start at $40. There will be the North Carolina Hip Music Festival from January 22nd through February 7th. HIP stands for Historically Informed Performance. It begins with a farewell, William Cornish's stark 15th century goodbye, Adieu, mes amours, and ends with a prayer choral vespers from 17th century Rome. It sprawls across 14 days, skipping through churches and concert halls across Durham and Chapel Hill. And it spans 800 years, from music copied into manuscript in the 1200s to music composed with notation software last fall. This is the Codex Coachella, the Hocketing Hopscotch. It's the 2014 HIP Music Festival. Last year, the Mellermé Chamber Players launched the inaugural HIP, a convocation of historically informed performance by local ensembles that specialize in performing early music on period instruments. This year, 10 ensembles and 2 universities participate. Listeners can experience the vocal pyrotechnics of the Baroque opera, the colorful madrigals of the Renaissance, the rollicking concertos of the 18th century, and, surprising as it may seem, work from living composers, too. We've had a really overwhelming response from performers, Suzanne Rousseau, Mellermé's artistic director and the festival supervisor, says. 4 years ago, Rousseau, a violist, started dabbling in Baroque performance. She quickly realized the strength of the local HIP community. The festival taps these area assets, combining storied area groups like the Duke Vespers Ensembles with newcomers such as the voices of a new Renaissance. There are a lot of really wonderful Baroque and Renaissance period instrument players in the area, she says. I had no idea until I started playing myself that there was such a high caliber of players in North Carolina. HIP is a two-pronged approach, comprising a repertory and a way to approach it. The focus is music written from the 600s, or before today's system of notation originated, to the late 18th century. The mainstream classical industry often overlooks that lengthy span. Vocalists downplay the vibrato central to canonic opera, instead emphasizing a transparency of sound and drawing attention to the secular and sacred texts. Instrumentalists employ old-fashioned setups, violin strings made of gut rather than steel, trumpets without valves. Rarely does a HIP concert pass without a squawk or two from a Baroque oboe. The HIP approach dates to the beginning of the last century, when performers experimented with playing Bach on harpsichord, not piano. The movement subsequently exploded under the auspices of American universities. From the start, the HIP movement allowed a rare opportunity for scholars and performers to collaborate, rediscovering neglected repertories and resurrecting them for modern audiences. So where should an HIP newbie begin? Fans of the Four Seasons might check out the Baroque and Beyond concert on Sunday, which features a mixture of strings and winds in vigorous works by Vivaldi and Telemann. Next Tuesday, UNC faculty will provide an introduction to the opera of the English Baroque, featuring Purcell and Handel. That's chased, naturally, by Theodora. And on February 1st, the Voices for a New Renaissance offer an overview of early vocal music. They center the program on Monteverdi's Sestina, a tour de force lament that commemorated the death of one of the composer's pupils. And for those prepared to dive in all the way, Mallarmé offers a hipster pass. $100 gets you into everything. That's $12 per century of music, or a steal of historically impressive proportions. Again, this is the North Carolina HIP Music Festival, running from January 22nd to February 7th. This takes place in both Durham and Chapel Hill. For more information, you may go online and contact mallarmemusic.org. This is spelled mallarmemusic.org. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next week. I'm Carol McPherson, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time.